with SRN News. I'm John Scott. America's employers adding 254,000 jobs in September. The latest evidence the U.S. labor market is still solid enough to support steady hiring. Last month's hiring gain was up sharply from the 159,000 jobs. However, Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network there are two trends which are cause for concern.
We continue to see this pattern of a disproportionate amount of part-time jobs being added to the economy. And when we look at the longer trend, we actually don't see growth in full-time jobs. We see those declining slowly.
The unemployment rate dropped from 4.2 to 4.1%. Also at SRNews.com, with at least 215 dead from Helene, a lack of phone service and electricity continues to hinder efforts to contact the unaccounted for. In Buncombe County, North Carolina, Sheriff Quentin Miller.
We're coming to get you. We're coming to pick up our people that's out there. Your safety and well-being are our highest priority, and we will not rest until you are secure and that you are being cared for.
Buncombe County Sheriff Quentin Miller. The union representing 45,000 striking U.S. dock workers at East and Gulf ports has reached a deal to suspend a three-day strike until January the 15th to provide time for a new contract. The International Longshoremen's Association is to resume working immediately. The temporary end of the strike came after the union and the U.S. Maritime Alliance, which represents ports and shipping companies, reached a tentative agreement on wages. On Wall Street, the Dow had 29 points and the NASDAQ composite up 75. This is SRN News. Most abortions are elective.
According to a new analysis by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, 96% of the women who get an abortion in this country do so for elective reasons, not because of any risk to their life or health. A breakdown of the data by CLI indicates that less than 1% of abortions take place in cases of rape or incest, and less than 1% are to save the life of the mother. A little more than 1% are carried out because of an abnormality in the unborn baby. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Ulmer Munster in southern Germany is the world's tallest church, but not for much longer. The Gothic-style Lutheran church's reign began in 1890, but it's expected to end next year. Spain's so-called Tower of Jesus Christ will be completed at an eventual 565 feet high. The Catholic Basilica in Barcelona will be 35 feet taller. This is SRN News. A police shooting in a New York subway station prompts an $80 million lawsuit against the city.
The 49-year-old subway rider was inadvertently shot in the head by police when they opened fire on a man with a knife. The suit accuses officers of showing carelessness and reckless disregard for bystanders' lives. The shooting victim suffered a brain injury after he was shot while commuting to his job at a hospital last month. The lawsuit says the man remains confined to a hospital bed in a Level 1 trauma center. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Supreme Court agreeing to step into a fight over plans to store nuclear waste at sites in rural Texas and New Mexico. The justices will review an appellate ruling that found the Nuclear Regulatory Commission overstepped its authority in granting a license to a private company to store spent nuclear fuel at a West Texas dump for 40 years. More details at SRNnews.com.